two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome on into the second hour of KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell, and in this hour, we have the pleasure of having Mitch Harper from KSL Sports. He's the BYU insider, and of course, he has Cougar Sports Saturday on Saturdays and hasn't had a lot of them this fall. Saturday's shown up, but his show hasn't. And then he's the Cougar Tracks guy. You hear him all over the place. He's everything you need to know about BYU sports. And so thanks for joining this second hour here and helping fill in while Alex is on assignment in Spain.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Scott. I'm excited to be with you. Last Friday, I was feeling for you, man. I was like, is Scott going to be okay? Is he going to go return to Unrivaled?
Mitch, it's over. Let's just not talk about it anymore.
I knew Alex was going to be gone, so I was like, is Scott gonna be there this week? I was kind of concerned about the show, so excited to be here. Know that you're here as well, so it's going to be a fun hour.
Yeah, it will be. We're going to talk a little BYU. We're going to talk two-minute drill, some of the bowl games, what's happening. But right now, on our 8:05 cut, we're going to talk about the president of the NCAA had something to say about this whole name, image, and likeness thing, and that's our 8:05 cut.
The cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
So, Mitch, I was doing fine, okay, until you opened up the wound there. And we may talk about it later on, but we're not going to talk about it right now. All right, so Mark Emmett, who is the president of the NCAA, had kind of this question and answer situation about the potential of players profiting from their name and their image and their likeness, basically getting paid while they're in college. I think everyone's recognizing that this is going to happen. It's already happened. There are several states that have actually signed it into law, and there's no way that they can stop this. And so I think the NCAA is trying to maybe get out ahead of it a little bit, or at least kind of embrace it. So he had some things to say about it. And I just kind of want to throw a little bit of what he said and kind of where, you know, what you think about where they're kind of headed with this. The one thing he did bring up was this idea that they want Congress involved. And, of course, Mitt Romney, who's a senator from the state of Utah, has actually been very, very involved in this. And from what I understand, very informed. He's not just a kind of a figurehead. He's really – well, he's good with numbers. Let's put it that way. So they want Congress involved in this so that it's level across the board. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea because I think that also it highlights that the NCAA – is acknowledging that we are getting to a point where there's going to be name, image, and likeness benefits to these athletes. I've always thought that the student athlete should be getting some sort of cut, not necessarily like from TV contracts, but have the ability to go do an autograph session or do a, like this show right here, do a radio show and make some money from it. Because college sports, it's no longer just this million-dollar industry. It's, we're talking billions. And it's not each individual university, but the whole organization, they're making billions of dollars. And I don't think every student athlete's going to be making tons of money, but they should get a little bit of a cut. So I like the fact that the NCAA is somehow, some way getting a little progressive, because I think they're the most crooked organization around. So it's refreshing to see that they're trying to be somewhat progressive. But at the same time, Scott, I'm thinking to myself, what's the angle that they're trying to take here to still kind of hose and have it hose the athletes and still get their way in return?
Well, let me, I'll just refer back to when free agency happened in the NFL. They go, this is going to mess everything up. You know, there's no way, you know, there's no way they can support this. And there's so much more money than they ever thought. And I really think that, because college football is a big business, just like the NFL, and they don't pay the players, you know, and in the NFL, they actually pay the players. There's so much revenue. There's no way it's going to hurt the game there. And it, I believe it'll actually enhance it. I think the reason they're getting concerned is, and why they're trying to be proactive, is that they don't want a lawsuit. They're going to get a lawsuit. They've probably been informed you're going to lose a lawsuit. You want to go through this, you're going to look really bad, and you're going to lose at the end of the day. So you might as well figure out how to get involved in this and actually how to profit from it. And the NCAA will definitely profit from this. If they had a legitimate playoff system, they played players, they created, because what you're essentially going to do is, by promoting your game through these players, you're actually going to generate more interest. And that could be a driving force, because it feels like there's a waning interest in sports, in football. Notre Dame didn't have sellouts this year. So I think they're realizing we have to do something.
You know, that's a great point too, Scott, because I think that you look at the NBA, it's a star-driven league. People aren't into just the teams. They're into individual athletes. And I think that's an angle I don't think people probably have brought up enough, because I think that, you know, elevating a certain individual, like we saw at Utah, the Huntley for Heisman campaign, but take it to a grander scale where he can, you know, do advertisements and marketing. And I think that would be good for everyone involved. It'd be good for the student, because then they could get compensated. But also, I think just the exposure, because fans love seeing these student athletes. They want to learn their stories more. And right now with college sports and how these college football programs are so tightly guarded, I mean, coaches are so paranoid.
Can't talk
these
to
days.
The players.
They don't want
do
anything to get out. Yeah. It could be a great opportunity for these athletes to really showcase themselves more and take on a bigger role. And I think you're right that it might not – I don't think once we get to a point where this has become – a national thing, because I do think it's going to get to that point where every state, every program is going to be allowed to have these student athletes, you know, make money off their image and likeness. I think it's not going to suddenly change college football. We're still going to have a sport where it's still right below the NFL, but I think the interest will go up. It'll be like the cost of attendance still. A couple years ago in college football, everyone thought the cost of attendance is going to change college football. These athletes are going to get now $4,000, $5,000, whatever it was, and really we're not even talking about it today. I think it's going to get to that point where it'll happen. The market will show that only a handful of student athletes get the opportunity to really make some serious money. But overall, it's still going to be college football. It's still going to be a sport that everyone enjoys, and I think interest will definitely go up.
Look, they promote Trevor Lawrence. They promote Tua at Alabama, all those things. And they actually, that won't change. They're still going to promote the players. But you're going to get local interest. Actually, I think you can get more local interest.
That's a good point.
With your team, if you're able to do that. And, you know, you just take a Tyler Huntley and, you know, he goes and he promotes Ken Garf and he's on all these commercials, whatever. Because and we just have a couple of minutes, but the next thing was they were concerned that this would actually create a haves and a have not situation, that the haves would just have more and the nots would have less than they actually would. And I disagree with that. I'm curious as to what you think.
I think for, you know, and I look at it from a BYU standpoint, because they would fit in that conversation. Would they go to the have-nots? I think they'd be more aligned with the Habs because BYU's got a huge fan base and a passionate one, and a lot of companies very interested in BYU. So I think it could help. I think programs like New Mexico State that are at the bottom of the barrel, I think, yeah, those programs I think would struggle, and I think they would fall farther behind. But I think recruits would be more inclined to want to go to those programs that have passionate fan bases, that have a lot of interest. So I think there would be a separation, but I think it could help a program BYU.
You might get a player at BYU or at Utah that maybe you wouldn't have because he goes, look, I can be a big fish here and be in a good school, and there may be some enticement to that. All right, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, speaking of BYU, I guess there's more practice. And practice makes perfect.
We talk about practice, Scott.
We like to talk about practice. Which BYU players are actually going to benefit the most from practice? Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.